Okay. Here you go. Now, last week, we spoke about Noshim, right? Yes? We didn't speak about Noshim? We spoke about,
Okay.
oh, Sukkah, we talk about Kofin. And, oh, Kofin, okay, good. We spoke about Kofin. Okay, we talk about the Einshim and that the which Einshim? He's talking about Einshim. Okay, now we can talk about Noshim. Okay, but say that. Okay, no problem. Okay. Now it's like this. Vigam.
Started Nashim. The Rebbe mentioned he read the egg.
I mentioned Noshim at the end. Okay, but say that. Okay, 1 second. Just 1 second. Okay, here we go. Just 1 second. Here we go. 1 more second. Okay, let's go. So, Noshim. Noshim. Vegam kein bezochri a mitzvah she'en noshim chayovus behen yu ase lois ase oime. He's going to say the following. It's a quote. V'zeis ein a noshim chayovus bo. V'yadua she'en a noshim. And since this is a known fact, in the those mitzvahs will have to do with din or edus, or Hakrovis Korban, She'ein Hanoshim, this is Yodua, She'ein Hanoshim, Donais, Vlo Meidais, Vlo Makrivis Korban, Biadeim, Vlo Nechemis, Bimlechemis Rishus. I didn't speak about Melchoma last week.
Just mentioned Mitzvah.
Okay, good. Rishus, and what about Mitzvah? Okay. Vchol Mitzvah, Shehi, Truye, Bebezdin, or Beedim, or Abavoida, Mechemis Rishus, Lo, it's Tarach, She'im Abo, וזייס אין אנושי חייבס בו. חייבס בו. כי זה טייס וזדי בו אין בו צורך. Which is a very interesting thing. I'm not getting, you know, your question. No, it's טייס וזדי בו. חם, you know, סייד, חי לסוח, חי לחוך ושיר, טייס וזדי, I don't know exactly what he wants. Okay, but say, that's what he says, okay? Let's do one thing at a time. So, the issue is like this. Just the aside is, so what is he going to mention in Ein Nosha Chayavis Bo? Mitzvah Seshes Magroma, or other things that don't do with this. So, you know, it's very strange, you know, from the double portion, everyone would say Nosha know that they put Mitzvah Seshes Magroma. But Meidois and this and all the different things, they might not know. And Rambam turns the table around, but that's just observation, that's not a longish, you know, that's not, you know, there's nothing there to add to it. Okay, I'm saying. So what does it mean, Noshim Nilchemes, not Nilchemes Chushus, but Nilchemes Mitzvah, Lachoy, they are. So what does that mean? And by Mochemes Mitzvah, it says in Ram Hirus Melochim Perik Zayin Halacha Dalet, Mochemes Mitzvah Hakol Yoitzin, Vafil Chosem Mechedrei, Vachala Mechuposa. Okay, so that's exactly what you would expect. And the Ram in Hirus Melochim says, Ein HaMelech Nilcham Tchilo El Mochemes Mitzvah. Ve'ez Mochemes Mitzvah, Zu Shivas Amamin, Shivas Amamin, U'Mochemes HaMolek, Ve'ez Yisrael Miyad So, Shebo Aleim. So Mochemes HaMolek, the Ram says, is Mochemes Mitzvah.
Okay.
So the Rambam is mashmit the Ptur Noshim not only by Mochemes Zayin Amimim, but also by the mitzvah Mochemes Amolek, which you would have expected. Because Noshim, the Ram Diuk and Ramam is Noshim up to us, Mechemes Vishus, Bechayovus Mechemes Mitzvah. And that's the Ram says in Mitzvah Kuf Peches, Hich Zivon Lahach Zera Amolek, Levad, Misha Zar Zera Esav, Zechom in the Kevah is Ketanim Gedoilim, Vom Yisal Letim Chazeich Amolek, Vakon Lecho, Kodam Zaru Shal Amolek, Umuchemis Amolek, He Muchemis Mitzvah Gamkein. And that's all he says. He doesn't say, okay, it's Muchemis Mitzvah. He doesn't say the Noshim Pturis, which is very good, correct? So, Seder. So, the Achrinim, some of the Achrinim, you know, it's more of a question of what did Noshim do with war? So, some of the Achrinim are working very hard to say that they're only helpers, but they don't fight. Okay, face that. I don't know. I don't know what a big deal is. You know, upset. Someone comes out, it's a problem. It's a lav. Of Leisilvash, you know, Chesna, you know, I don't know anything. Okay, let's see what the Radvaz, in Ilchus Melachim, Bama Dvor Mamuim, Dilamasa Mamshim Achzirin, Breisa, Kiloshin Rabbeinu, El Dishakoshe, Vichidere Chanosh, Las Muchoma, Dictoni Vichalam Chuposa, Vokseev, so he doesn't ask the question about Leisilvash, Kuk, Devas Melech Pnimos, Sakash, and Kokumas, so you can say, so I guess Yael, Aishas Chevakeni, she only did it, you know, behind the enclosed doors and whatever, you know, and what do you call it, Loch Vazena, okay, Vaseda, Vyesh Leiman, I don't know. Big questions. There's no holy comma. Kiva the chos yoitz mechado kala yoitz mechuposa shenohegis imeachupa v'yevshim mechemes mitzvah hanoshim hoyu mesapka ismaim umozin lebaleyan. Now, not the stump people, only the baleyan. V'chein aminik hayom barviyos. You can bring a raya. Okay, we say that. Okay, then. Drashash and seita also memdal on the base. Hey, sango. Dilamah, mitzvah, lamah, we should see what I said. The Mishnah, Bamadvom, Mamuim, Afilu, Vachala, Mechuposa, Mashmo, the Gamnosh, Yotz, Mohammed, Mohammed, the Chidishu. Okay. Vulai, Enad Yotzis, and Lavash, Vulafu, is the Gedema. Lutso, Hagvorim, Anchi, Mohammed, it's not after the wives and the husbands, but okay. Okay. So, you know, the Ram Piyush Mishnayis in Kiddushin, Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, Kol Eilu, Mitzvah Haseishas Mangroma, Cho Achas Mehen Chiyuva Lenoshim Ki Chiyuva La'anoshim, V'chein Gam Mitzvah Piri V'rivya, V'tsalmut Teira, V'pidi Rabben V'chemes Amolek, Kolachs mehen mitzasei shelo azman gromo, vein anosh chayevus behen. El kulon kabola kmo shebi'alma. Okay, so he says that noshim aptuus from mechemes amolek. So chol aptuus legamre. So lechera, what you'd want to say is that here in Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam, see, it's not clear, I didn't have a chance to look at the various Nuschos and Kedushas, because I had to look at them in Kapach, and the one that put out by the Machon, and what's in the Hebrew, what's in the original Arabic, whatever, you check it out, okay? But Rashi and Sanhedrin, seems to say the Milchemes Amalek is not Milchemes Mitzvah. So maybe that's the answer. Okay, so maybe you say, well, I'm Pirush Mishnayis, is a different opinion. Okay, the problem with that is, the Ram Pirush Mishnayis, the Sanhedrin, Perek Alf Mishnah, hey, Milchemes Mitzvah, he, Milchemes Amalek, Vishiv Am Mibovad. So, you have no choice, okay? So there's a problem here. You have to check out this in Mishnah. You don't know Noshim fighting, not fighting. I don't know what the big deal is. I don't know why the Achleinim take such a low portion. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Chav Hei, the Noig Mitzvah Zu, the Mitzvah Achrom is Zayin Amin, Mitzvah Zu, the Achrom is the Achrom is Zayin Amin, וכל איש מישראלי, הן אנושים, הן אנושים, קבלו בשס, דמוכמס מצווה, אפילו קל מחופוסה. הם מנחס חינוך, הם תופו יש גימו, ומה שקוסם, כי להם לסיס מלחום, ולא אנושים, באמס, מלחמס מצווה, כל יצם, אפילו קל מחופוסה, כמובלו בשס, ברמם כאן. So, that's the חינוך, okay? So, לחירה, you'd say, It's the Porsche de Chayiv and Shoma Yisrael. Rashi in Sanhedrin Lemaisa says the Mochemis Rishus, Kol Mochama Kol Rishus, Levad me Mochemis Yeshua, Shois Lekibush Es Eretz Yisrael. Kol Mochama Kol Mochemis Rishus. Okay.
Even a Molek.
Even a Molek. So the Rav, I remember we learned Sanhedrin at the beginning, he said, Mochemis Mitzvah, according to Rashi, doesn't mean you see, you say, is there mitzvah to do it or not? That's not the pshat. The question is there such a thing as a chefs of mochemes rishus, a chefs of mochemes mitzvah? It could be a mitzvah to do it, but the mochoma of mochemes mitzvah was only to take Eretz Yisrael. Anything except to take Eretz Yisrael is not called mochemes mitzvah. The Torah has two different setups, okay? And the Torah is talking about kibush Eretz Yisrael, and that's all it is. So, you can understand Rashi. That's not the issue. The issue is, that the Achleinim, but that's really not our issue. You don't know any difference. Noshim Chayovas. Okay, question, what you do when you Chayovas? Chayson, I don't know. I don't know if it's a big enough Gemina. But Kokvud of Asmelech Pneumops, that's, say that. Okay. So, that's what we have. Now, next, okay, that's Nashim. So, L'cheira, Nashim, Mochemis Mitzvah, the same as Anashim, and L'cheira, that's the pastors, you want to say they don't go out to Mochemis, say it, okay, I don't know. So, I would have said that if they don't go out, and the different dinim on them, the Rambam should have said, it's not like Ki'ilu, you take his little portion, they kokvu the basmelech primo, and the burden of proof to say the other way. But okay, chesnet, I'm not getting involved in this, because it's not, okay. The oid, the Rambam says, kesha esko, it's probably better she'azkir, because esko, what? I understand that. But the other translation of Chaim Elul doesn't. It's very poor. The grammar is very poor. The oid kishe aski hamitzvays she'eno noigays ella be'eretz Yisrael b'fnei abayis. This is the original text. The Arabic in the Rambam is in Judeo-Arabic, and he has this in the original text. Be'eretz Yisrael b'fnei abayis yiyu asei alois asei oimer. It's going to say it. It's only Eretz Yisrael or B'fnei Abayis. V'yadua kam kein, sh'akabonis kulon ein kreivim, ela b'miktosh, v'sh'avoida eino muteres chutz min azola. Okay? Correct? So we're going to have to ask ourselves, and we'll talk about it a little bit later, why the Rambam uses the word Mikdash in one case and Azor in the other case. Okay, you know, if you really take his little portion, the Mikdash is because, you see, if you talk about Mikdash, sometimes it might be the whole Yerushalayim, the Am Pirush Shnayis, and whatever it is that the lulav, whether it's taken in Mikdash or the Shefa of the Mikdash, what it is the whole Yerushalayim or not? Okay, but here Shakabodes Kulin En Kreves Ela BeMikdash. Here Mikdash is certainly Azor, correct? Because you talk about Kreves. You're not talking about the Achilles Kodesh, you're talking about the Akrova. The Akrova is only in the Azor, correct? So it is a little odd, and the word Mikdash in Azor in the original Hebrew text, in the original Arabic text, he uses the Mikdash in Hazor. It's Al Azor, he probably writes. That's the Hey Yedi in the Arabic, okay? So why is the change? Okay, we'll have to see. Okay, I'll suggest something. We'll see if we'll stay with it. But that for the moment now. Okay. So let's start slowly. Okay. So the Rambam, look, and he's ending up saying at the moment what? You'll see at the end, in a few paragraphs later, I don't know how the paragraphs are. He doesn't have to mention it, correct? That it's not noig. It's only noig b'zman sheyesh bayis. Man sheyein bayis is not noig, because it's, everyone knows that. Okay, correct. So you have some cases that you have a mitzvah to makriv, the korban chatas kavua, the mitzvah makriv oshem vadai, oshem tolui, kol moilivir, the Rambam has separate mitzvahs, palam dovash, the Rambam has his mitzvahs. I think it starts with samaches, and samachtes, and the mitzvah say, ayin aleph, I think ayin beis might be vidu already, but you know, they are mitzvah makriv kobonis. And then he goes through the whole thing, the Tomei Shachar, the various musafim, each musaf is a separate mitzvah, correct? So if it's korbonos, there's no need at all to say anything, correct? Okay. Now, the interesting thing is, and that's what he says, Lopisim and Yonim Wa'elu Kulam, Eitzelov Anoshim, Ko Mitzah Se Loisa Se She Tidlui Be Korbonos, right? Correct? That's okay? So therefore, you look at Mitzvah Sei Kufnun Gimel, he has an aside in the middle of the Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh, he says the following. Ulchein bot lohoria etzleinu hayoyim behede beis din agado. There's no kiddush al piaria in the middle there somewhere, man. Ulchein bot lohoria etzleinu hayoyim behede beis din agado. Kemoi shebot lo hakrobes hakobonis behede hamikdash. Okay, so like I said, don't push him to talk about it. Okay, he's giving an example of what you don't have to talk about, right? Okay, now he goes on. So the mitzvahs that are a mitzvah kovas, we don't have to talk about that. We might use an example we don't have to talk about, but what about a mitzvah which is tied into Karbonos Karbonos, but the mitzvah itself might not be Akrovus Karbon. So the chay of those you'd have to mention. Correct? And it's exactly what happens. Because the Rambam, at the end of Mitzvah Seh, at the end, after all the Mitzvah Seh, has the following note, before Mitzvah Seh. Umehem gam kein mitzvahs eino noigis el b'yos habayis kaim. So he doesn't go through the whole list of korbanos. He says, kegoin achagiga, which is alil regel, v'ri'ir, which is the olas ri'ir, to be nire ba'azorah, and to bring the olas ri'ir, tangentially, each one of them is nogeya to korban. U'mitzis hakel, u'kva zichrom, zichroinom, ach zoch zochanum achas achas. Okay, so that's very achas achas is very strange, because achas achas he mentioned the mitzvah achas achas, but the p'tur noshim he doesn't mention there at all. It's a little strange. Okay, so aliyah l'regel requires mikdash, and hakel, which is totally an aliyah l'regel, ubavoy kol Yisrael, also depends on mikdash. Even though logically the melech can read the Sefer Torah without anyone, without a mikdash, okay? No, you could have said a different reason, that the same way the Gam says in the in Sherish Yud Beis, in Mitzvah Seichav, that the matora of binyan mikdash is falil regel, if you remember, one of the matoras. So in Mela, if you don't know Beis HaMikdash, no Aliyah L'Regel. That also you could have flipped it in many different ways. Okay? But whatever it is, the Rambam feels it necessary to mention it, because it's only tangentially negated to Korbanos, which is Mestabeh, correct? Okay. However, now, next case. What about Machsa Shekel? Machsa Shekel is very interesting, okay? Machsa Shekel is also tangentially related to Korbanos. He's given the Shekel for the Trumas HaLishkan to buy Korbanos. But the mitzvah itself has nothing to do with Korban, okay? So the Rambam says like this. In Asei Kuf Ayin Aleph, he should have won a loss his Machsa Shekel b'chol shona v'shona, v'om yis'aleh, So that you have to explain, because not it's a separate tour. Okay, so you need a separate gemara shkolim to tell you that. The Mishnah Shkolim, Perik Ches, Mishnah Ches, Hashkolim, Vabikurim, Ein Nohages Lefnei Abayis, Avo Maise Dogon, O Maise Beim, O Bechiris Nohages Beim Lefnei Abayis, Nohi Shlo Lefnei Abayis. So Ram, in Shkolim, Perik Aleph, Al Haches, Hashkolim, Ein Nohages Lefnei Abayis, I don't know what that was. The Ram's clear that there's no shkolim, right? He doesn't have exeris akotz, it's just stam. The smag has a drosha. The smag says in Asei Memhei, Simen Memhei, Shenema, in an oigit shkol, in an oigit shkol, in an oigit shkol, Shenema, vel kach des kesem ha-kipurim, nasato yisrael, el avod yisrael al-moed, bezman she avod yisrael al-moed, ukiyei tziboy neheges. Okay. So the chayri is, you don't need exeris akotz according to the Ram, maybe it's a smag that you do. But those things that are tangentially related to Kobonis is also okay, not noy. So that's also okay. But the piersum is those things which are actually Kobonis you don't have to mention. Those things which are tangentially related to Kobonis, you do have to mention. Now, here things become sticky. This is a very strange thing. This is a very strange thing. You have to ask yourself, what's going on here? We hold Makrivanach Pishen bias. Okay. It's Makrivanach Pishen bias. If he makiv all the kabbalas today, Makrivanach Pishen bias. Right? So the whole discussion that Bifnei Abayis, Shlo Bifnei Abayis seems ridiculous. In fact, we'll see later. I think it's Loisa Se Samuch or something. Sadi. What's Loisa Sadi? That's Shkuti Chutz. Yeah, and look at the last few lines. He says the Yechayiv is Marazek of Machkiv and Apishem Bais. For Yedua, Kabbalah Mitis, or whatever it is, correct? Okay, so we'll have to come back to that. We'll see. We'll talk about it. See, you're in a quandary over here. So what does the Ram want? What's the Bifnei Abayis? And the Ram, the Chayra, when you talk about Noshim Petulis, means that they're Potter. And Eina Bifnei Abayis means the potter. So, you know, what's going on? What does that mean? Is that, but the question, what does it mean? What's going on? So, I'll tell you a story. So I remember, in the Maria Shir, the Rav Zichtzad Baruch was discussing Ram Shita in Perek Zayin, Avichosmin Musafim, Alachov Bezichov Dalet, Mitzasei Lispo Sheva Shabosis Tmimois, Mirem Avos Haime, Shneem Usvatim Lochem Imochras HaShabbos, Sheva Shabbos is Bechulei. Mitzazu, I'll call Ish Vish Yisrael, Bechol Mokum Bechol Zman. So, I've said, name the Zayda, what's going on over here? You know, it's Miyim Havos Oimer. Zachi bin Reik, okay? No one was bought. She said, what would be Bismarck based on Mikdash? And there was an oinus that they didn't bring the oimer. Is there mitzvah sphere or not? So he says, certainly it would be. Because it doesn't depend upon whether they brought it or not. It depends upon the chiyuv. So the chiyuv exists. And even if, so Reb Chaim says, machiv ma'apashay ba'is, also chiyuv. And shalom ha'Yisrael. And that's pshat in the Rambam. That's why Yechayim and sphere soim is man azeh. Yeah, I assume so. I don't know. I didn't say. I guess so. Okay. So it comes interesting, even though Kobonet Sibur
a bluff from Shumas Hapishka, and there's no Chiv Shkolim Bizman, is that nothing to do with the Etzma Chiv? Okay. There's no, okay. We're saying it's an interesting thing, but it's not a game. Okay. Okay. Now, let me tell you the following, okay? And then we'll get back to Rav Chaim. So I remember, I'm not sure if I initiated a conversation with Rav or whatever it was, on the car ride back from the shir, okay? So I don't know if I was talking to him about it. I remember discussing this back and forth, he said, I don't understand the Zayda. It means that Bezman Sheis Beis HaMikdash and Ein Beis HaMikdash is the same thing? Okay, right. As he said, Rabbi Nishad. You see that the Kedush HaGuf Bezman Sheis Beis HaMikdash Kayim, even though Makiv Mach B'Shem Bayis, the Kedusha is a Kedusha Peguma. How do you know such a thing? Because Ram says, in Perek Alfuch, Zisu Mizbeach Halacha Zayin, Hamata Mum Bekotchim, Kegoin Shesima Einoi, O Kita Yodoi, Loike. Vi Eino Loike, Vachule, I'm skipping a little bit, Vi Eino Loike, Ela Bizman, Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Shari, Hoi Rowi, Lekorban, Postloi. Our bizman has alpha pisha over blessase ain't no like it. So Rav said that even though Makiv may shame bias, there's a separate kium, a kium yucha, the base of the shkayim, and whatever it is, the dush is the poor Michel Mais. He doesn't understand the zayda, so you know, to equate the two, mechates. The question is, you know, maybe means Makiv Mav Shreim Bayis, and there's no Chiyuv HaKrova. But if you build a Mizbeach, you can be Makiv. You know, I'm not getting involved in the Tziv. It's not, you know, the Tziv is not mentioned here. You know, it's a nice shtickle and whatever. Okay, but say that. I'm not even going to talk about it because it's not. But the Maisi is Lechera, Makiv Mav Shreim Bayis. There's no Chiyuv, because if there would have been a Chiyuv, so you assume that all these kabbonis, how could you say this man shein beis hamikdash kayim should be different? So you tell me it depends upon the chiyuv depends upon the mizbeach there, and bias doesn't mean bias means mizbeach. So would anyone in their right mind say that the Rambam in Tzadi, when he says that there's a chiyuv of shchut echutz, bizman hazeh, it's only because you have a mizbeach, it's machdiv mashrim bayis, doesn't make a difference. I'm not sure that whether your physical mizbeach or not really has any meaning over here. So it means then that there's no chiyuv. Okay. And since no chiyuv akrova, therefore I assume there's no malchus amat the mumba bekotchim. Okay, beseder. So I was wondering. So what does Abchaim mean? The Rav left Abchaim is so chiyuv. Okay, so I didn't even know. Okay. See, the embassy is the way, you see, if you're going to say that the mitzvah soima depends on the chiyuv hakovah soima, okay, so there's no way out of it because. The Ram certainly, from what he says over here, the mitzvah of Makrovah Se'oimer which is separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs, you shouldn't count. Right? It's not shouldn't count. You should. It's not noyig bisman hazeh because you need b'fnei abayis because zachkov is korban. Correct. So how can the Rambam on one hand say that the mitzvahs svira depends upon akrovas or havos or ime, and on the other hand he says that the mitzvah havos or ime, and it's a mitzvah which is noyig b'chol eis b'chol zman, and the mitzvah from havos or ime is not noyig. It's much crazy. So I thought it's a double portion. Okay, I thought that since you could bring the oimer, is makliv ma'pir, that's enough. You don't need. You see, I think the nusach that he said over the Abchaim, I'm not sure exactly what Abchaim said, I would have said nusach differently. That since you can bring the oimer because of makliv ma'pir shenei bias, so in this sphere. So I don't know, I'm not getting involved, what would be if with Chuban, Neiv, and Gimel before they set things up, you know, in between, okay? So there's no, if there's no makiv mabshein bias, you need after the mishkan or whatever it is, so you don't have the boma. So I say, I'm not sure what happens over there. See, you could have built the boma. You see, in makiv mabshein bias, it's a little bit more profound because you need, if there wouldn't have been a din of makiv mabshein bias, and you have Bechilus Mokum, you can't move out of Yerushalayim, so you have no option. There's no option of Bama Sibu. But it could be that even Noivik Gimon, there was always an option of Bama Sibu, even with the Chuban, it's also okay. But Lui Yitzur, you could have imagined a possibility, you couldn't have been mocked of the Oymer, then there wouldn't have been a mitzvah. Now I want to show you the proof to the pudding here. Now here is a new idea which I've developed a lot over the last few months. And I think it's very, very interesting and very, very important. I think that the Rambam, for the greater part of, let's say, his adult life, I'm not sure when it started, in his early 20s, okay, was struggling with organizing the mitzvahs. And this organization has had many different layers on it, and many different ideas. Because if you notice, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, he has two separate categories, a mitzvah seh, mitzvah lo seh. And he even thought in the Akdoma, if you read it carefully, the Akdoma to Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he's talking about writing Mishnah Torah, he talks in the Prote HaMitzvahs, that he's going to say the mitzvah seh, and the mitzvah lo seh in the Prote HaMitzvahs. In Prote HaMitzvahs, he moved off from this. There's no two categories of mitzvah seh, mitzvah loy seh. There's in yonim, and he writes the pratim the way he's going to write the halachas in that order. Okay? And then he's decided a new way of organizing mitzvahs, and the way you organize mitzvahs is according to themes and halachas, and different in yonim in the halachas. Okay? The question is there an order in Minyan HaMitzvahs, but it's just a different order than in Mishneh Torah. So I claim there is an order, but it's a different order. Now, let's just take some. Let's start. I'll show you this here. You'll see it. In Mem Gimel. Mitzvah Seh, let's start from Mem Beis. Mem Beis. And tell me if you get a flow over here. Mitzvah Seh Mem Beis. Okay? Mitzvah Seh Mem Beis. Lohisiv Korban B'chol Rosh Chodesh. B'chodesh. Shenema Uvroshi Chodsheichem Takrim. Okay? That's okay. Mem Gimel. Lohisiv Korban B'chag HaPesach. Shenema Shivas Yomim Takrivu Ishel Hashem. Okay. So what are we talking about? Korbonus and going through the Yom Tovim, correct? Now, Mem Dalet, Lahakriv Minchas Ha'oime Mochas HaPesach, Shel Pesach, Im Keves Echod, So what would you expect to be next? According to the Rambam? So I would have said, let him put Svius Oimer here. Because that's mamish to think. No! Next, Mem Hei, Lohis of Korban, B'yoyim Atzeres, Shenem B'yom Bikurim, V'ikrafte. Mem Vov, Lohavish De'alechem. Okay? Where's Svius Oimer? That's what I show you, the way he organized it, he also answers the question. Because look at Kuf Nun Zayin, let's start slowly. Kuf Nun Zayin, V'sapei B'tzias Mitzrayim, B'layla Rishochad, Shnei V'gartel V'nchob Ayom Ahu, Kuf Nun Ches, Lecho Matzah, B'layl Zeh, Shnei V'ev Techo Matzahs, Kuf Nun Tes, Lishbois, B'rishon Shal Pesach, Shnei V'yom Rishon B'kol Kleit, I'm reading the Minyan HaKotzer, but you know, look, it's be the same thing in the order, correct? Kuf Samach, Lisbos Vishvi boy, Shnei Vayoyim Hashvi, Mikol Kodesh. Kuf Samach Aleph, this is the important thing, and you'll see Kuf Samach. Lispo Miksiris Oime, Tisha V'Aboyim Yoyim, Shnei Musvatam Lochem. Kuf Samach Beis, Lishbos V'Yoyim Chamishim, Shnei Ma Ukrosem B'Etzem Ayoyim Hazeh, Mikol Kodesh. Kuf Samach Gimo, Lishbos. So there are mitzvahs regel, and there are mitzvahs makovas korbonos. So then lechera, since he put Svirus Oima together with the mitzvahs a regel, and the akrovas Oima in the mitzvahs of korbonos, I would have said, all that it is just in order to define the day that you start. But it's better mitzvah regel. It's not kilo part of that korbas akorban. Well, it's not totally and kosher with that korbas akorban. So that's all Chaim said. He didn't quote this, okay, but that's all he's saying. That says makriv ma'abashem bayis, you can call this day a day that there could have been ktsilas oimah. And a day there could have been such a thing. You don't need a chiyuv b'chlal. It's not totally with the chiyuv.
I thought you could do it.
What? It is totally could do it.
Because the day, not because the before you could do it.
You could do it before if you build a mizbeach, but it's not an impossible task. Okay? So once you could do it, that's enough. Okay? This is an amazing thing.
Why do we need to be able to do it if it's not
shy of the Korbanos before? No, it was defined. Ram even defines it over there. Defines the day of Ktsiras Oimer. That's what he says in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is defined in that way, but it's not that it's logically connected to the two. Okay? See, that's why I think that Rabbi Yochum Perlau, once you mentioned it, okay? He claims that the Ram was chasing this whole approach in Moin Levuchim, because when he talks about the Asfira, he says the Asfira to Matan Torah. Okay? And so from Pesach, from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. Okay? So the question is, does it mean that he fell away from this, or there are two things which could exist simultaneously? Because it's not, there's a relationship to the Oimer, but it's not because of Hakovas Korban. It's close to that possibility. Okay? Say that. But the Etzim Yisrael is correct. The makriv and afop shim ben shem bayis. There's no chalas chiv. So then it comes out in a major thing. That we talk about chiv Hakovas Korbonos. It depends upon chalus chiyuv, and even those things tangibly related to kakovas kabonis, there's also no chalus chiyuv. Okay, but you talk about shchut echutz, it depends upon the possibility. Makim laf b'shnei bayis. Okay, and everything would be fine and dandy, and then you could have done the following. You could have said, "Ha ha,
So maybe that's why the Rambam has a different lashon, because he says that the mitzvah of korbanos depend upon mikdash, and the isa of avodah chutz depends upon azara. Doesn't depend upon mikdash. The azara is a physical place, and shalom Yisrael, makud moshim bayis. So then, oh, the Rambam is gewaldig, correct?
This is what I thought, you know, when I was working on this last week, but I came to the conclusion today that this is ridiculous. Okay? And I'll tell you why. It sounds very good, you know. Wow, you know. The problem is the following. The problem is the following. Because first, I'll ask you before we get started. You know, we have to assume, and that's the general assumption I take, that the Rambam is not trying to tell you, see, some, when you go to yeshiva sometimes, the guy starts spitting out ideas to want to show how smart he is, okay? The Rambam told you something, it was important, okay? And that's what he says, Dibul Etzorch, if it's not, you know, he shouldn't even talk about it, correct? So I ask you a simple question. Why in the world does the Rambam tell you in the middle of the epilogue to Shurish Yadalit talking about mitzvahs which depend upon Bifnei Abayis and that he's, and there's such a double portion that doesn't mention it, why does he tell you Shavuide in Muteris Chutz Men Azor? Okay. So you say, oh, a Tvaldik Diuk. They say there's a Chiyuv Chutz. But you know, the Diuk is gvaldik, okay? But it becomes almost, excuse me, it borders on the idiotic for, you know, to mention it over here. What's the purpose? Why is he telling you this? Okay. And further, when you take the last, the last paragraph, at least by me, it's the last paragraph, or I mean, I made the paragraphs. Well, the Pierce Mignon, after Lufnei Alozakoyin Yamut, right after that, you see that? Let me just read to you a paragraph, okay? Well, the Fiersum, you see it? Well, the Fiersum Mignonim, Waelu, Kulum, Eitzeloiva Noshim, Kumitsa Sevlois, Seshetia, Tluyois, Bekobonis, Oiba Voidis, Oiba Mises Besden, Oy be Sanhedrin, oy be Novi v'Melech, oy be Melchemes Mitzvah, Melchemes Meshus v'Chulei. What's the din? Lo yitzarech shoyim ebo u'mitzvahs eino. Melchemes bo el b'fnei abayis. Achesh is in mavua. It's a double portion. You don't have to say correct. Okay. So I ask, I'm just a simpleton. Okay. What does the Rambam want over here? Be korbanos oy be avodis. Okay. No, so you could become like an Ilui or an Ibachachim and find something about Voida that you know that he's, that hasn't been mentioned before. But a priori, if you look at the text of the Rambam is having a sequel over here, a synopsis of what he talked about before. And everything he's mentioning now, he spoke about before. So if he's talking about Avoidas, he's talking about Hakovas Chutz. And he says that depends upon bias.
Yeah.
So, a priori, the way to say is that, you know, maybe in Minyan Mitzvahs he fell off this, but to read the text over here, even though it sounds beautiful, you see, you have to understand when you read a text, you can read it, you know, just with, what do they call it, with the tunnel vision, okay? And look at the text as it says, completely out of context. So the text over here out of context is beautiful. Chutz Azor, Chutz Mikdash, Shalom HaYisrael, Tzim Sefer Halachas, and Shalom. But if you look at the context of what he's talking about, he clearly is trying to tell you those mitzvahs which are not knowing with their bias. So a priori, you would have said, the conclusion is, he overhears the opinion, there's no chiyuv chutz of avoides. Because there's no chiyuv avoda. So the chiyuv akova in pnim doesn't exist. So emela, there's no chiyuv akova schutz. And minyan mitzvahs, it changes. And therefore, explicitly, an adraba, since it logically, see, he's talking about mitzvahs you have to talk about. And since this logically should have been potter, he has to go out of his way to say that the shchut chutz is chayiv. So it's not, it's a reversal, I would have assumed. Even though reversals you don't like, but you know, sometimes people change their mind, especially creative genius like the Rambam. But ich weiß nicht. But l'cheira, the text over here clearly points that even though, you know, with tunnel vision, it's a beautiful idea. But if you look at the context of what he's talking about, I find it very difficult to accept this. Unless you know, you want it. Okay, for sake. So that was, okay, can it continue? Okay, Veseda. Sorry to break to bust the balloon, but, you know, you have to be honest. Okay, next. Now, V'chein. So then the V'chein makes sense. You can't have a V'chein dealing the foreshays, ain't a donus, el a bizman she based on this kayim, unless everything before is like that, including avoidis, chutz lazor, correct? Although v'chein doesn't make any sense. So I'm calling you three guys. First of all, context tells you that it's ridiculous that he meant what he says in Minyan Mitzvahs. Secondly, the v'chein doesn't make any sense. And third, the summary at the end doesn't make any sense. Okay? That's three arguments, each one by itself. I think is pretty strong. Okay, we have all things together, so, you know, it makes it a little difficult to think otherwise. So now, he's developed a new idea. And the new idea is dealing the foshus also depend upon Beis HaMikdash. It means the best in Hagodah, see, we know that the Raboim Shon and the Fnei Chuban, they moved, the best in moved. From Lishkas Hagosis, okay? So, we show them there. They talk about this. That move, there is no din in the foshes. You know, exactly why is an interesting question, but the Ram has a mechilta of Shimba Yochai that says why, okay? There are two things. The question is where the bezin has to sit, okay? So even if the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, is it not sitting in the Azor, then the Lishkas HaGozes off the Mizbeach? So they also do not done. But let's say they're sitting there, and the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Can they be done? They were Sanhedrin after Churban HaBayis. So let them move up to the Har HaBayis and be done dealing the Foshes. The Ram says, V'chein dealing the Foshes ain't done in Bohem, el bizman she Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Again, Beis HaMikdash Kayim. V'loshe mechilta minayin shemei misen ela bifnei habayis. Tam aloim mi'im mizbechi tikochenu lomus. Mi'im mizbechi tikochenu. Lomus. Ho im yesh l'cho habayis. It's very strange. It doesn't differentiate between the mizbechi. Because Be'emes is the mizbeach. As I always tell you from the Gemara, in the Rav used to say this, that the Gemara in Zvochim, Chav Zayin, that when it's the Bechalim, she Mizbech HaPnim, Mizbech HaChitzon, the Gemara says, Hai Ritzifo, V'Hai Kli, okay? It's not Stam, Hai Ritzifo, Hai Kli, or the Ritzifo, the Mizbech is part of the Guf HaMikdash. It's part of the Chefs HaMikdash. Or im yesh lecho bayis atomemis via vilav I ein atomemis. A shom nema gam kein minay shete Sanhedrin smucha le mizbeach. Interesting. We thought that the Sanhedrin have to be in Lishkas HaGozes. But Lishkas HaGozes is not a geographical area. Lishkas HaGozes is smucha le mizbeach. Tamalo miim mizbechiti kochem lomus. Sanhedrin can sit mamish right there. And makriv makbishen bayis. There's no mizbeach, there's no bias, there's no din in the foshes. That's what's Neschad Shalvinu. I don't know. I can't tell you what exactly happened with Moshe Rabbeinu when it was, because the Kamta Ve'alisa and all the dinim, this is not a din of Mokum Goyim, but I'm not sure how and what the things express itself then. I can't really tell you. And I can't really tell you also in Gilgal, okay? In Shiloh, I assumed it certainly was like Labosa Marat Amnucha, okay? The Seder, I understand. What exactly was Sanhedrin Neuve Givon? We'll have to know. That I think is more, it's an interesting question. But whatever it is over here, the new Lishkas Hagozes is the Sanhedrin has to be sold to Mizbeach, the Mokum HaMikdash. So this is why when they moved down the Ha, and they were in Lishkas Hagozes, the Aboyim Shono, there was no Nefoshes. And this however, there still is listen to this. Is there a mitzvah shayfta v'shaytri b'zman hazeh? Titen l'cho? So Rambam says like this in Kufayin Vov. He should see vono limnoi shayftim v'shaytrin she'achrichu la'aseis mitzvah ha'tera. That was the kfir that I was talking about last week, kfir ala mitzvah. V'yachziru anoytim midercho emes eleho al kochum v'chuleh. Avlo yodinu bedinin the forces lo beit sober bechutzlaot and then kein hoye beis abechiro imed kmo shebi ano bepsichas hamayim hazeh. What's he talking about? I don't mean. So it's sheitim v'sheitim titan lecho b'chol sharecho. But there's no dinin the forces. That's exactly what he's saying. We say this. So mit Hashem. This is it's a Mechilta Drashim Yochoi. You can look it up. I agree to you. But Mit Hashem next week is to move further. Okay? I hope try to finish it. Okay? Okay.